Randy Brecker in the house. Welcome to KUVO.
Well, thanks for having me.
The music there from 1969 feels like yesterday, I bet.
Well, not quite, but it was, I was thinking it was 50 years ago. Amazing how time is flying by.
You must be having fun. In town to play with Chie Imaizumi at Dazzle for a couple of shows tonight and Thursday as a part of the Little Big Band.
That's right.
What has Greg Gisbert gotten you into this time?
Oh, I don't know, but it's some challenging music, and I made part of the rehearsal last night, and the band is first rate. I know a lot of those musicians, and it's hard music, and they're really playing great, so we're going to run everything down again one more time this afternoon, so we'll be ready for tonight.
Oh, man, always ready. Randy Brecker, when you were younger, and we're taking you back now again, 50 years or whatever, gave you the gumption, I guess, to take this trumpet of yours and make it a pop instrument, a soul instrument, a party instrument, a popular instrument.
Well, you know, I just love the sound of the horn. And also, I have to say this, my father, who is a wonderful pianist, singer-songwriter, also a lawyer by trade, loved trumpet. And Clifford Brown was alive and well in Philly, as were other many great jazz trumpet players. And one time, listening to a Clifford Brown record, he was emotionally overcome, and he grabbed my arm and he said, "Randy, trumpet's the greatest jazz instrument." And I agree.
But you were in some rock bands, and of course, you know, whatever the kids were playing back in the late 60s.
Well, I also like different styles of music, and I love the horn so much. It keeps my interest up playing in different situations and trying to fit my little voice in.
So for the uninformed, trumpet's easy. It only has three notes.
Yeah. I wish it was. I wish I had known at age 8, which is when I started, that trumpet, you got to put the time in it just about every day. It's really the truth. I might take a day off, maybe two, but then the guilt overcomes me and chops go down quickly and gigs are in the future. So I really hit the horn pretty much every day of my life since 8 years old.
Didn't Louis Armstrong say something like, if I skip a day, I can tell, but if I skip 2 days, everybody can tell?
Yeah,
something like that.
Exactly like that.
Okay. All right. Randy Brecker with us at KUVO Studios in preparation for his engagement tonight with the Chie Imaizumi Little Big Band at Dazzle, which shows tonight, two shows tonight and two shows on Thursday. I picked out a few things here, Randy. We'll try and keep you entertained and engaged here. There's one here from Jay Sinnott. So they somehow got you, I don't know, in this modern day of recording, did they get you down to Virginia Beach to perform with drummer Jay Sinnott?
They sure did. This is really live record, and it was recorded after we had done a Christmas concert at the local TV station. So we were all warmed up and ready to go, but it's live in the studio.
All right. This is with Jay Sinnott's 0 to 60 Quartet with special guest Randy Brecker. The tune is called Guys, and so this is what Randy sounded like more these days on KUVO.
Thank you.
Randy Brecker with Jay Sinnott's 0 to 60 Quartet, their current release called Commitment, and a tune called Guys. I think, and I'm going to run this by you, Randy, and see what you think here. Is this not simple. You said it's hard music, some of the stuff you have, but it's engaging, it's approachable, it's intricate, but you can get a handle of it.
Yeah, if we're speaking about Jay's music, his music and Alan Farnham, who wrote some of the tunes were very challenging yet melodic, and they had some kind of intrinsic excitement, and the band was first rate, and we were, you know, primed to go because we had just done a concert, so we were kind of all warmed up. And conversely, that record and the Jazz Week charts are number for the last 13 weeks it was number 2. They total up, I guess, one chart every 13 weeks because they show which records got a lot of airplay. I don't know which tune, but it did quite well.
Yeah, people are listening, man. If I want to hire Randy Brecker, because you seem extremely busy. Yeah, like you said, the gigs are coming, and so is it just a matter of getting in your schedule, or is there a particular kind of music that you're looking for?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of variables. You know, it's my schedule, where it is, and you know, I guess how much it pays, and I like to try to listen to the music beforehand so I know what I'm getting into. But I've been really lucky lately, doing a lot of great projects, both on the road, and we do a lot of stuff via file sharing. My wife, Ada Rovati, besides being a great saxophonist, is a wonderful Pro Tools editor, so we do a lot of stuff for people all over the world in our basement.
The home studio to the
home
rescue.
Studio, me in my pajamas.
I don't really want the visual, but that's okay. Randy Brecker in studio with us here at KUVO, performing tonight and tomorrow. There are two shows at Dazzle. This is the one at the Performing Arts Center. You know they've moved, right? And tickets are available, especially for the late shows. And you can get more information at giftofjazz.org. As they are active back in the early days with Chie Imaizumi, giftofjazz.org, or the Dazzle website, dazzledenver.com. Randy Brecker, let me ask you about playing with a big band, or a little big band. I checked, there's 13 people playing tonight, squeezed on that little stage at Dazzle.
Well, I'm right
out. Don't be swinging your arms.
Yeah, no. I'm right out in front of the whole thing, so it's a challenge. But the band really is first rate. Once again, this is challenging music, and they're playing just great. The rehearsal went really well last night, and I'm on a little podium out in front of the band, so it's great. I constantly have to look around to see who's playing.
See, they had to add to the stage a little bit because the little big band is getting bigger. Randy Brecker in studio with us. To the point of playing with a big band or a large ensemble, this project here next with the WDR Big Band, named for your big hit, Some Skunk Funk. Me and all my college friends, thank you for that.
Thank you. You
and your brother turned our lives around, man.
Well, thank you so much.
With that horn music. This one's for commuters, a big song for them. It's called Strap Hangin'. This is Randy Brecker with the WDR Big Band. Live in Leverkusen, Germany. Man, it's all over the world. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Brecker with the WDR Big Band, Strap Hanging. Commuting has never been so much fun. Man, you write some of the music that I have stuck in my head, you know, just that walking down the street. Oh, yeah, this is what I feel like. And it sounds like that.
Well, that's my late brother's, one of his best tunes. It's called Strap Hanging.
Yeah.
And I remember we were doing a rehearsal in Japan. I can't say one of the words, but Joe Henderson, was one of our idols, was listening to the rehearsal. And he said, "Man, that's that Neanderthal stuff, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight you'll be with the Shie Imaizumi Little Big Band. I wanted to know how you met Shie.
Well, I met her here at the original Dazzle through Greg. Mm-hmm. And I played on her record. We're doing that tune tonight, which is called... Overload. There's one other word. I can't think of it right now. But we recorded it live in New York with Jeff Hamilton and John Clayton. It was an exciting day, and that's how we met. And I was coming out here a lot more, and I got very friendly with her and suggested that she maybe move to L.A. as a young composer. And she's done quite well there, working with John in his office, sometime composing and copying, so she has a steady job. I met her. We had a ride where she introduced me to her soon-to-be husband. She wanted my approval, so we've been close all these years, and he's here too. Yeah. So it's great to see both of them.
It worked out. Randy Brecker in Denver tonight for shows. Tonight with Chie Imaizumi's Little Big Band. Shows on Thursday night as well. Tickets available, especially for the late shows. Giftofjazz.org or dazzledenver.com. Hanging out on the morning set with Randy Brecker and your latest project, or at least the latest one into the Kuva Library, is with Bob Holtz. And it's called the Holtz Stathis Collaborative. Now, you got a lot of recordings in your head. Which one was this, and how recent was it?
Well, this was, I guess we did it several months ago, but I've played, and my wife has also played on, probably at least four of his records throughout the years. He's a good guy, great drummer, good conceptualist. He always comes up with ideas and different special guests on his records, so I'm actually haven't heard this one yet. He had just written to me a couple days ago asking for maybe a couple blurbs, so...
Yeah.
Literally a couple days ago, so this will be great to hear.
Well, let's check it out. Arturo just played it a couple of days ago on New Music Monday. This is a tune called Side Scratch. It's Randy Brecker with the Holtz Stathis Collaborative. Randy Brecker, thank you so much for your time today, hanging out with us and telling a few stories and keeping the passion for good music alive.
Well, thanks for helping to promote the show and everything you do. We need jazz radio.
I love that. Let's check it out. It's the Holtz Stathis Collaborative with Randy Brecker, Side Scratch on KUVO.